This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, consider for a moment the paradox of AOL, the company that arguably taught America how to use email, but whose name is synonymous when put alongside Time Warner with business deals gone horribly, horribly wrong. Not for the first time, AOL is in the middle of a big push to restructure and rebrand. Tim Armstrong is in charge of things. He's been the CEO of AOL since 2009. Welcome to the program.
Kai, thanks for having me on.
So I'll tell you, I was amazed to discover as I was getting ready to talk to you that AOL stock is up something like 120% over the past year.
We've had a very successful run as a company, and we're in the middle of one of the most difficult turnarounds in probably corporate history. And so it's taken a little bit of time, but most major turnarounds take between 4 and 7 years. We're 3 years in and feel really good about where we are.
You know, I get that, and I completely appreciate how long it takes to turn a company around, especially a company the size of AOL. But I wonder whether it's not true that pretty much anybody who's listening to this interview, the first thing they're going to think of when you hear AOL is going to be this.
You've got mail.
I mean, right?
Wait, look, email is one of the most important services in the world. AOL is the company that taught people about email. I think most people use AOL every day right now. They don't know they use it. We own the Huffington Post and TechCrunch and MapQuest and MoviePhone. And locally in 900 towns, we own a site called Patch. That's part of our story for the future.
Do you have a branding problem then?
We have something that we've been working on. We will be coming out in 2013 to tell people about the AOL brand. I think it'll be powerful and it will really remind people of AOL, but also make them think about what the AOL of today is.
Well, you were supposed to roll out a big ad campaign yesterday. Last night on Monday Night Football, you didn't. I read an Ad Age this morning. It's because you guys had some creative disagreements. What does it say that you can't really get your stuff together to get an ad campaign out if you're trying to rebrand this whole company?
Yeah, well, we, just to be clear about it, this Q4, we started working on a brand campaign. And, you know, my job at the company is to hold the threshold of quality and excellence and doing things that are spectacular. And I think that's what you'll see in 2013.
Let me try this again about that ad that was supposed to roll out last night. I read an Ad Age this morning that you were so involved in this thing that you actually went to auditions for dancers for this ad campaign. And I wonder, with all respect, if you don't have better things to do with your time than go to dancer auditions.
Well, I think, you know, nothing's more important to us than our consumers. Part of the brand campaign that we have been working on is actually putting our real consumers in commercials. And I saw 1,000 AOL consumers come into our building. And I think any successful business, whether you're the CEO or whether you're the first day on the job, understanding the consumers that you deal with is probably the most important thing you can do. So I only spend my time on things that are going to add huge value to the company. And I think that was a good use of time.
I want to try something with you that I tried with Meg Whitman a couple of weeks ago. She is, of course, the CEO of HP. And I asked her to describe for me in 5 words what her company is. It's your turn. Go ahead.
AOL will be the best connected, most shared, and most impactful brand and media company and with a technology platform in the world.
Okay, so she couldn't do it in 5 words either. I'm going to give you another whack at the apple here. Go ahead.
The best media and technology brand company in the world.
All right. What was that, like 8 maybe?
I don't know.
That was pretty close.
That was pretty close.
Tim Armstrong, he's the CEO of AOL. Thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, thanks.